The Environmental Protection Agency explained that the storm water line in question is not connected to the coal ash storage basin that leaked into the Dan River at Duke Energy. The line drains rainwater from other areas of the site.
We're also doing sampling with our federal and state partners along the river to assess where the coal ash may have gone.
EPA's Miles Bartos.
That's actually a three-step process, a little bit of just visual assessment, looking where the ash is, noting where we see it floating on the surface, but also doing sampling in the sediment to collect what sediment is and documenting where the deposition is in the river.
The EPA posts test results as they come back from the lab, along with other updates and information about the Dan River spill, on its website, epa.gov. John Ogle, WCVE News.